One of NASA's four great space observatories gets a new lease on life after retirement, hunting for exoplanets.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
The Spitzer Space Telescope was the last of a class of four telescopes called the Great Space Observatories. Launched in 2003, it was designed to scan the heavens in the infrared spectrum, high above the Earth's interfering atmosphere. Spitzer had a design lifetime of only 3 years, but was able to hoard its helium coolant supply and extend its mission to over 5 years. But the story gets better. Spitzer was built especially well, and it carried an innovative backup cooling system. To get the infrared detectors down to their operating temperature of below 400 degrees Fahrenheit without any helium coolant, Spitzer uses passive cooling with a sunshade and black reflector on its shady side, plus very reflective insulation on the sunny side to shed unwanted heat. It's enough cooling for two of the telescope's detectors to keep on working. And what a job NASA found for those detectors! Spitzer's new mission is finding and measuring exoplanets orbiting alien stars, which is a task nobody had even considered possible back when the project was designed and launched. Bravo, Spitzer team. For Innovation Now, this is Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.